My name is Busy Chance, and I am an alcoholic. That seems to flow much easier after over a decade in sobriety. I'm starting this podcast so I can help others out there that may think that they have a complicated relationship with alcohol, which I can totally relate to. This first podcast is going to give you some background specifics about me, and moving forward, I'll provide some tools that helped and help me stay sober. I promise to never go over 29 minutes because I get that no one wants to listen to someone for more than that. And let's face it, we are all really busy. See, I knew I had a problem with alcohol for a long time before I quit. In fact, I think looking back from the first time I drank, that alcohol made me feel different. Like I remember the warm feeling, the flushed face, and waking up the next day, not remembering a thing from the night before. So what happened? I started drinking at 13. I grew up in St. Louis, home of Anheuser-Busch. And my friends and I, my core group, we liked drinking at an early age. Did we think we were strange or bad? No. We thought we were cool. I loved being the life of the party. I was the one that would be wearing a lampshade in the corner or rolling myself up in an oriental rug and calling myself a hot tamale. And that's a true story. Needless to say, I grew up in a nice neighborhood and had normal parents, if there is such a thing as normal. I'll get back to that normal thing later. So my love affair with alcohol started when I was 13 and ended at 37. I had a lot of crazy and fun times and some not so fun times. I got into some major trouble. And for some reason, I'm here to tell you about it. And hopefully, someone out there will be able to relate to my story and me. What I want to get across here is that I knew I had a problem. And I was too ashamed to ever ask for help. I mean, this shame associated with addiction is completely debilitating. But when the end did come, and I knew I had no choice, I had to completely humble myself to the fact that I couldn't drink again. Ever. Which was really, really daunting. All I worried about was going to my daughter's wedding and not being able to have a glass of champagne. My daughter was 8 years old then. At that point, I had to learn to do this sober thing one day at a time. Yes, I heard that phrase and learned about it in a 12-step meeting. I want to throw out one disclaimer now. I don't want to go against the AA traditions. In fact, I respect them. And because of that, you'll never hear me mention AA. But I do go to 12-step meetings, and to be completely honest, they save my butt. Before I go into all the trouble I got in, because if you're listening to this, I bet you get the gist of my life. Shit show. I mean, wine and booze, they were my best friends. I loved drinking and partying, and everyone that was around me knew it. I was always there for last call at the local bar, and then I'd come home and drink some more. Here's a description of a normal night for me. I would go to the liquor store and buy two bottles of wine. One for when I was getting ready, and then one for when I got home at 2 a.m. That was if I was still standing and hadn't passed out yet. That was normal, even though I was going through a divorce and had three young children. So I was 37 divorcee with three small children, no real income, and drinking was my answer for everything. What happened the day I quit? In a synopsis, my younger sister was getting married to someone that didn't drink and hadn't drank in a very long time. So half the guests at the wedding also didn't drink. That didn't stop my shenanigans. I did kind of what Sandra Bullock did in that movie 28 Days, minus the rehab part. I got really drunk. But I thought I was tame because I remembered part of the night the next day. I lost my shoes and I got on stage with the band. That gives you any hint of what I was like. And I'm not a good singer at all. The day after the wedding, my mother hosted a brunch. And of course, I had to have a little hair of the dog. Bloody Marys and mimosas were flowing. And a very attractive man came up to me and said, "You're an alcoholic. And if you ever need help, let me know." To say I was insulted was an understatement. It was like he exposed my inner secret. How dare he? I didn't even know him. Needless to say, later that afternoon, when I'd sobered up, I took a 2-hour drive by myself. My head was spinning. Am I an alcoholic? Am I not an alcoholic? Am I an alcoholic? Am I not an alcoholic? 2 hours of my thoughts going back and forth and back and forth. I didn't drink that night, so I proved to myself I wasn't an alcoholic. The next day, someone asked me if I wanted a drink, and I said, yes, I would love one. Because, see, I wasn't an alcoholic. But at 3 a.m., I was alone with my bottle of Santa Margarita and a pack of smokes. The following morning, after my experiment, I decided I had to quit. And the shame, oh my God, I was so scared. More scared about quitting drinking than getting divorced. I mean, that was the scariest day. I knew I had to quit. I couldn't go any longer. I had made millions of promises to myself that this is it. I'm done. I don't know why that happened on August 14th, 2006, but that was it. I haven't had a drink since then. And by the way, I never saw that man again. Why am I telling you this story? 2 years ago, I became a recovery coach, meaning that I'm there to help people get sober. I'm there for my client and their family all the time. Now, I don't take on many clients because, let's face it, there isn't enough time in the day. But after coaching for a while, it became even more clear to me that the stigma associated to the addict and addiction had to change. I mean, too many people have no one to talk about what's happening with their loved one. I mean, being an addict is still just a horrible thing to be in our society. And I feel it personally all the time. And I've asked myself on a million occasions, why is it like this in our society? I mean, there isn't one person I've told what I do for a living, and the response is, oh, my uncle, my aunt, my cousin, my grandmother, my grandfather, my husband, my wife, my son, my daughter is an addict. Then why is it still so shameful? It doesn't make sense to me. Almost every person walking on this planet knows an addict, but they still can't call their neighbor to talk about it because it's too shameful. Why? Why? I ask, it doesn't make sense. 2 + 2 doesn't equal 4 here. So I started Sober Not Ashamed. And after I coined that phrase with the help of my friends at a marketing firm, 0 to 5, we came up with Busy Living Sober. And Busy Living Sober is a business that is here to help people that have addiction problems and let them know that addiction is a disease. It isn't a social malady. It isn't ethically bad. We may do bad things when we're in our addiction, but that shouldn't define us. Life is too short, and enough with the stigma. It is time to get busy living sober. Yesterday is gone, and tomorrow isn't here. Let's get living today. I do believe people need to ask for help. Talk to your doctor. Check into a rehabilitation center. Whatever you need to do, medically speaking. But you need to feel okay enough with yourself to say, I want help. I want to change. I was born with this disease. Both of my grandmothers were alcoholics. I saw the disease, and it was passed down to me. Should I be ashamed of that? No. But it was time for me. Is it time for you? What's the big deal? I mean, really. I know some of you may be thinking you haven't drank in over 10 years. You don't know how hard it is. Well, I do know how hard it is. I lost two of my best friends because of this disease. And it hurt my heart so much when it happened. I was emotionally scarred for life. And I didn't have to drink over it. Nothing horrible has happened in my life due to drinking in a long time. And I want you to know that I am here for you if you want to get sober. Busy living sober is really about dealing with the shame and moving forward so that you can have a happy, healthy, and productive life. Leave the past in the past for now and give yourself the gift of the present. How did I learn to live in the present? I am sober. I am divorced. I'm a single mother of three, a recovery coach, a life coach, a daughter, a sister, a girlfriend, a friend, a mindfulness meditator, dealing with all of life's problems without having to pick up a drink or a drug. How do I do it? Please ask. You can find me on YouTube at Busy Living Sober channel. You can like my page on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. And if you would like, you can also subscribe at my website at www.busylivingsober.com. Please send in questions and I will try to answer them in a timely fashion. My goal right now is to post new podcasts every Tuesday and Thursday. So if you have questions that you would like me to address, please email me at busy@busylivingsober.com or send me a private message on Facebook. I have been through a lot these past 10 and a half years. And if I had someone to reach out to and ask questions to, I would have. Life is hard. It takes a village, so please reach out. I will keep your name anonymous if you want me to. Or if you want me to say your name, I can do that too. I just want you to know you're not alone. This horrendous disease is killing too many people. It's time to open up and talk about it before it's too late. In closing, I want to share with you something I just read in Daring Greatly. How the Courage to be Vulnerable Transforms the Way We Live, Parent, and Lead by Brene Brown. If we don't come to terms with our shame, our struggles, we start believing that there's something wrong with us, that we're bad, flawed, not good enough. And even worse, we start acting on those beliefs. If we want to be fully engaged, to be connected, we have to be vulnerable. Now, I absolutely love that, and it's completely true. I remember being driven by shame, self-hate, self-doubt, and what did it get me? More alone. If you're feeling anything like this, please reach out. Life is not easy, and it isn't fair, but when life gives you lemons, it's time to make lemonade. Not to beat a dead horse, but if you like what I had to say, come back again and reach out. I'll respond, I promise. Until next time, get busy living sober.